Turn to picture number 11. There was another meeting in heaven. Satan had taken away all of Job's possessions and caused him great hardship. But Job loved God and would not change his heart against God. Satan told God that Job would change his heart if he had a physical suffering. So God gave Satan permission to test Job by hurting his body. But God said that Satan could not take Job's life or kill him. Satan caused bad boils to come all over Job's body. Oh, it was paining Job very much. Job's wife was very unhappy. She told Job to curse God and die. Job told her, "You are talking foolishness. When God gives us something good, we welcome it. How can we complain when he sends us trouble?" And Job said no bad words against God. Three friends came to comfort Job, and when they saw Job, they were so sorry that they wailed, tearing their clothes in grief. In this picture, you can see them with Job. The friends thought that Job was suffering so much because he had done some bad thing against God. They told Job to confess the bad things to God and the hardships would get finished. Then Job called out to God and asked him why all these sufferings had come when he had done nothing bad against God. When hardships or sufferings come to you, do you think in the same way Job's friends thought? Do you think that these bad things have come because of some sin in your life? Do you think that God has forgotten or that he is angry with you? Remember, my friend, God cannot forget us. He loves us and wants us to follow and obey him all the time. It is true. Sometimes God allows these hardships to come to us because we are not living the way he wants us to. Sometimes God allows these hardships to come to test us and see if we truly love and obey him. Job had not sinned against God, but God allowed these sufferings to test Job's faith and to show to Satan that Job really loved and obeyed God.